Senator Barack Obama is finishing his campaign exclusively in states that voted twice for President Bush. Yesterday it was Nevada, Colorado, and Missouri. Today it's a full day in Ohio. The Democrat is counting on wins in at least one or two of these states to nail down an Electoral College victory on Tuesday. Yesterday, Obama used the words of none other than Vice President Dick Cheney to help make his case. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Vice President Cheney was in Laramie, Wyoming, campaigning for incumbent Republicans running for the U.S. House and Senate. During his speech, he also weighed in on the presidential race.
I believe the right leader for this moment in history is Senator John McCain.
For the Obama campaign, Cheney's return was a kind of gift, and the candidate wasted no time unwrapping it. Here he is in Springfield, Missouri, last night.
Earlier today, Dick Cheney, don't need a boo, just need a vote. Dick Cheney came out of his undisclosed location, and he hit the campaign trail.
In the summer of this year, neither the vice president nor the president campaigned much. President Bush made no public appearances this fall on behalf of either John McCain or any GOP congressional candidates. And Cheney, once a mainstay for campaigning congressmen, has been nearly as invisible. That's at least in part because Obama has been calling a vote for McCain a vote for four more years of Bush-Cheney. Now, this statement and response between Cheney and Obama is anything but a winning exchange for McCain. And yesterday, Obama's delight was more than apparent.
I would like to congratulate Senator McCain on this endorsement. Because he really earned it.
Obama then asked if people thought a McCain candidacy backed by Cheney represents any kind of change.
Come on, Missouri, we know better. We're not going to be hoodwinked.
Obama's focus on the red states reflects confidence that his party will hang on to all of the states Democrats carried 4 years ago, leaving him free to pursue states that Republicans never expected to be in play this year. Missouri is a great example of that. And last night, Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri introduced Obama to 35,000 or more at a high school football field in Springfield.
I'm confused. I thought there weren't supposed to be any Democrats in Greene County.
Today, Barack Obama continues the breakneck pace, campaigning across Ohio, the scene of the last battle in the 2004 campaign, and a state that could determine the winner again this year. Don Gagne, NPR News in Springfield, Missouri.